Velkommen til KT-podden. Vi i Kirken Kristen Tjeneste har gudstjeneste hver søndag fra klokka 11. Du finner oss også på sosiale medier og på kristentjeneste.no.
Takk til lovsangsteamet som har ledt oss i lovsang så langt. Nå har jeg gleden av å få dele litt Guds ord med dere. Jeg er veldig glad for å være her i dag, sammen med Gabriel, Abigail og familiene. Men så er det sånn at vi skal ha talen på engelsk i dag. Så jeg går over på engelsk, så ser vi hvordan det går. Ok? Ok. I will preach in English today. And we need to pray especially for me that the sermon will not turn into complete speaking in tongues. And you can also pray for yourself that you will have an extra gift of interpretation today. So, but I think it will be good. It's very wonderful to see so many beautiful visitors today. Nicely clothed and with great smiles. So it's very fun to be here. My name is Stefan. I'm assistant pastor here in the church, and I consider myself a good friend of Abigail and Gabriel. Is that great? Any? Ah, okay. I måtte bare sjekke sånn at jeg ikke sa noe som ikke var sant. Yes. Today is a special day for two of our young people. And it's a day of celebration. It marks the beginning of a new season for them in their life, a season with more freedom, more responsibility, more choices, and eventually probably some more challenges also. Life does have different seasons. And for me personally, I entered a new season in my life about this time last year, when I lost my father, when he passed away about a year ago. So while I have been preparing for this sermon, that has been quite a bit on my mind. And I thought that he would really have enjoyed being here today, celebrating together with the church, because he loved people and he loved celebrating together with people. So I've had him in my mind, and I started thinking about something that he said when he was young. He didn't really say it, but he wrote a statement on his graduation card when he was a young man, and that will be the introduction to the sermon today. And this is my father when he had hair. Eventually he was more bald than me, so he's not that recognizable, at least not to me. I've never seen him like this, but he said something on his graduation card, and it says, and I will read it for us: "It's better to stand trembling on safe ground than feel safe on trembling ground." And I think that is, it captures something very important about life. And I've been thinking about that sentence the last week when I've been preparing. And I think it's a good quote. I'm not sure if he came up with him himself. If he did, it's even more impressive. But maybe he just got it from somewhere, but it is a good quote. And I think it's a good quote because it also leads to some important words that Jesus told us that we find in Scripture. And that is what we will speak about today. The text that we will read today is from the end of Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus concludes his teachings from his famous Sermon on the Mount. And here Jesus tells a short and concise story about two builders. One builds his house on rock, the other builds his house on sand. Both houses experienced the same storm. One remained standing, but the other one collapses. Jesus says the wise builder is the one who hears his words and acts on them. And I want us to read the scripture together, because I will be speaking a bit about building on rock today. So let's read the scripture, because it's not very long. As I said, very concise story. But let's read. Ready, read. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell with a great crash. From that story, I want us to remember and chew a bit on three simple points, but very important points. Three simple truths, actually. The first one is that the foundation matters. The second one is that storms will come. And the third one is what is built on Christ will last. Number one, the foundation matters. That's the first thing that stands out in this story from Jesus, is that both men are building. One is wise, one is foolish, but both are building. And that is true for all of us. Everyone is building something. You're building habits. You're maybe building friendships, building character, building a future. And all in all, we are building a life. This may be especially exciting when you are young, but it's also true throughout all of our lives. Many of the choices we make now shapes the person that we become later. That does not mean that every choice and decision that we make is life-changing, but it does mean that life is built on one choice at a time. One day at a time, and one stone at a time. My father, in addition to being a pastor, the founding pastor of this church, he was also a construction engineer by education. So he knew quite a bit about building, actually. One of the projects he was involved in was helping develop properties here in this area at Forus. Which was also the reason why the church is here at Forus and was built in 1994. He told me something interesting, and he told me that Forus was actually not considered an easy place to build. Forus is known for being an industry area with a lot of buildings, more and more, as you see. But initially, it was not known to be an easy place to build buildings. Even though the surface may look fine, underneath there are layers of soft ground in many places at Forus. If you want a building that will last here on Forus, you cannot simply build on what you see on the surface, but you have to ensure a solid foundation here. And luckily, that was done when this building was built, because this is 30 plus years now, and it's still standing quite well. It's gotten older, but the structure is good. And we are very happy about that, especially today, so you don't need to feel insecure about the building falling together. The point is, the foundation matters a lot. And you have to dig, and you have to investigate before you build something new here at Forus. You have to drive piles down into the ground until they reach something solid. And it takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes patience. I followed in my father's footsteps because I'm also an engineer. Not a construction engineer, but a petroleum engineer. And so I work all the time with underground construction. In the oil industry, we live by the saying, time is money. Every extra day of work is extra cost, and it's a lot of money. So everyone wants to drill wells faster. That's the theme. Everyone wants to drill faster. But as an engineer, I learned early the lesson that if you rush the construction and take shortcuts, the well can easily collapse. Then you lose far more time than you saved. And sometimes you have to slow down and be patient in order to build something that lasts. Another aspect of building a foundation is that it is underground. Few people admire foundation. Few people drive by a construction site and say, wow, look at that beautiful pile of concrete. It's not so many people who do that. If you do that, you're a very special person. But people admire finished buildings. They admire the visible part, the impressive part. The tall building with many stories, nice windows, expensive materials. But as an engineer, I know something very important, that it is what nobody sees that determines whether the building will last over a long time. And I think that is one of Jesus' points with the story. In life, we can get the feeling that the world around us tells us to build faster, build bigger, build higher, build something very impressive with our lives. But Jesus actually says one thing. He says, build wisely. Focus on what will hold and focus on the foundation. And notice that Jesus didn't say, build a life that impressed people or build a better life than other people or build so that people will admire you. The goal is to build something that lasts. And then the first point has been drilled very well down, I think, now. The foundation matters. The construction matters, so build wisely. This is a good image of the two different buildings. One very big, nice one, but not a good foundation. And one that's smaller, a little simpler, but much more secure. Point number two, storms will come. The second thing Jesus says is that storms come. Not maybe and not some seldom time, not only to the very unlucky people, but storms come. About 20 years ago, after I finished high school, I decided to move to Texas, USA, the great USA, for a year and attend a Bible school. I thought that was a wise decision to do, and it was. When I lived in Texas, I learned that large storms for sure was a reality over there. There they had something called hurricane season, storms with extreme rain and winds they call hurricanes. During my stay at over there, a hurricane came that they called Katrina. And before Hurricane Katrina arrived, a lot of people left the city and even the state. But the rest who stayed, they started preparing. And I lived at the house of a nice lady at the church that I attended. And I helped prepare her house for the hurricane that was coming. We protected the windows with tape. And food and water was stocked in the bathroom, which was the safest place to stay when the hurricane hit. And emergency plans were made. But ultimately, everyone depended on one thing, and it was whether the house had been built well. The houses in the area that I lived in had been built well, so those houses survived. But after the storm was over, I visited the coastal area in Texas, and there many houses had been constructed too poorly, and a lot of them had been severely damaged and destroyed. And it was very tragic to see houses that had once been very idyllic, close to the shore with a nice sea view, was now wiped out. Quite a few people actually died during that hurricane, and a lot of people were made homeless. So many people that entire sports arenas were set apart and dedicated for a long time to temporarily house all these homeless people. And as a part of the church ministry, we went and tried to serve these people who had lost their homes. The difference between the houses that survived was obviously not how beautiful the houses were initially and how they were made, but how they had been built to handle the storms. And Jesus says life works in a similar way. Storms come to everyone, not because God dislikes us, not because we have failed in life, but simply because we live in a broken world. Storms may look different for each person. It can be disappointment, it can be failure, it can be loneliness, it can be anxiety or sickness, it can be loss and grief, unanswered questions, or doubt. Sometimes storms arrive suddenly, sometimes they arrive slowly. But eventually, everyone, we know this, everyone discovers that life is not always so easy. Many people spend their lives trying to avoid storms altogether. If I have enough money, if I become successful enough, if I become strong enough, or if I make the right plans, then perhaps I can avoid the difficulty. But Jesus never promises a storm-free life. Instead, he teaches us how to stand when storms arrive. There is an old saying, there is no bad weather. I think maybe this is only in Norwegian, but the saying goes like this, there is no bad weather, only bad clothing. Which is not entirely true, of course, because we know there is a lot of bad weather. The point is still helpful, because the point is that preparation matters. And the question is not whether storms will come. The question is whether your life and my life can withstand the storms when they come. So point two is that storms do come, so be prepared. And here we have a picture of the two different builders and buildings. Number three. What is built on Christ will last. If all Jesus wanted to say was that storms come, this would be a rather depressing sermon, I have to say. But that is not the end point. His point is that storms do not get the final word. This brings us to the final and most important point, and that is that what is built on Christ will last. The foundation in Jesus' story is ultimately not about smart planning. It's not about an intellectual philosophy, not about self-confidence, not about positive thinking either, but the foundation is Christ himself. Throughout Scripture, Jesus is called the rock, the unchanging one, the trustworthy one. The foundation that does not move when everything else moves. In Psalms, David says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer." So what does it actually mean to build on Christ? Jesus himself gives the answer. The wise builder comes to him, listens to him, and follows him. That sounds quite simple, actually. But I think it's deeper than we sometimes realize. And for me, this pointer stopped working. So I will, there it is. For me, building on Christ begins by bringing the deepest questions of life to him. Who am I? Why am I here? What matters most? What kind of person should I become? What is God's purpose for my life? What has he called me to spend my life building? Those are deep questions. Seeking God with such questions is like digging deep. That's at least how I, as the engineer, see it. But I see it like that. That when we ask the questions, when we seek God, we dig into and try to find firm foundation. Many people live on the surface and either don't want to dig deep or don't have time for it. But Jesus invites us to dig deep. In my wedding ring, inside this one, my wife and I have written the scripture Matthew 6:33, and it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God." It says, "Seek him first, not last, not when everything else fails, but first." In construction, after the hole is dug, the piles are lowered into the ground and anchored to the solid foundation below. In a similar way, we can place our lives into God's hands. We can bring the things that are important in life to him. We can bring our future to him. We can bring our dreams to him. We can bring our fears, our questions, our relationships. We can bring our failures to him. We can bring our entire lives to him and place our lives in his hands. And when the storms eventually come, the foundation holds the construction. And it's not because we are strong ourselves. It's not because we are perfect, but it is because he is solid and he is very faithful. So the conclusion is a simple one today, especially to the young people here, but it is actually to all of us here today. It's a simple challenge, and it is to build wisely. You have been given a life to build, and that is a gift. In Isaiah, we can read that God says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you a future and a hope." God has given us a future to walk into, a life to live, a calling to discover, and I think many good things to build. Let's not spend all the energy on what people can see, but let's focus on the foundation as Jesus instructs us to do. Seek God first, ask the deep questions, come to Christ, listen to his voice, follow him, and by that, we can build our life on him. So I'll end by saying, let's remember, foundation matters. You will remember that if you remember I'm an engineer, you will remember the first point. I'm very pro foundation matters. Let us be prepared when storms come. And let's never forget that what is built on Christ will last. So build wisely. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life that you have given to each one in here today. Thank you that you are the rock that we may place our lives on. Thank you for being the sure and solid foundation that will develop us in the good times and keep us through the storms. Help us plant our lives in you so that what we build in life may be of value and that it may last. Amen.